I can forgive your trickery. I can forgive the humiliation. But what I can't forgive is the complete and utter lack of faith in me. I mean, having Susan get married for insurance was my idea. Okay, so if I'd known that everything had gotten all screwed up, of course I would have agreed.
Look, Edie, in retrospect, yes, we didn't think. We didn't handle this the way mature adults should have.
He's right. We behave like children. Naughty, stupid children.
Well, that makes me feel better that you could admit that. Because when naughty children misbehave, they know that they're going to get punished, don't they?
Punished?
At this point, I'd like to point out that it was Carl who proposed.
Carl, you are going to throw me an elaborate wedding.
Yes, of course. Anything, baby. How elaborate?
Well, figure out exactly what it is that you could afford and triple it. As for you...
Okay, now remember, I'm broke.
I'm well aware of your church mouth status. I don't intend to lift a finger during the planning and execution of this crushingly expensive wedding.
No, of course not. And anything I can do to help. I could help with the engagement party. How's that?
Well, I wasn't planning on inviting you. But I will need a bartender. Oh, and make sure you come in through the back door.